End of message. To hear this message again, press 1. To delete, press 7. To mark as unread, press 9. For the next message, press the pound key. To exit, press the star key. To repeat this menu, press 0. To hear more options, press 0.
Message marked unread. Next message from...
Nope.
Arrived on December 1st. End of message. To hear this message again, press 1. To delete, press 7. To mark as unread, press 9. For the next message, press the pound key. To exit, press the star key. To repeat this menu, press 0. To hear more options, press 00. Press message marked unread. Next message from... Arrived on September 13th.
Hi, sweetheart. I'm a weird guy, and you might know me, but... Yeah, my name means nothing. It really doesn't. But I'm curious about, like, can I give you, like, $300 and get, like, you know, whatever equivalent CITR card is? Like, can you work that out somehow? Or I give you a lot of money, but that I get, like, a 3 to 5 year CITR card, because they keep expiring, and I don't ever get to do that enough money, and don't really even accept my card anymore. But anyway, it would be useful to get you out the door. Tomorrow is wonderful. I'm home, but, @gmail.com. I'm tired of giving you money and you never get anything back. I want, like, long-term returns. I don't know, is that a joke? Maybe it is. I'm not laughing. Whew, it's late. Thanks for your time.
End of message. To hear this message again, press 1. To delete, press 7. To mark as unread, press 9. For the next message, press the pound key. To exit, press the star key. To repeat this menu, press 0. To hear more options, press 00. Press message marked unread. Next message from...
Hi, I was listening to your radio yesterday. I think it was around 8:30 p.m., maybe 9. Not sure? I really liked the song you were playing. I think the lyrics said something about the sun. or was it the rain? I'm not sure. Probably to do with the weather. Can you call me back and tell me what it's called? Thanks so much. I really like your station a lot. Nice work. Please help me find the song. Thanks.
End of message. To hear this message again, press 1. To delete, press 7. To mark as unread, press 9. For the next message, press the pound key. To exit, press the star key. To repeat this menu, press 0. To hear more options, press 00. Next message from... arrived on March 19th.
Hi, just wanted to call and say hello. I'm a 55-year-old blue-collar guy who would go crazy if it wasn't for your radio station. A couple other guys I work with listen to you, too. Just so you know, there's not just pimply 17-year-old university students. Think your music's great. Think you guys are wonderful. Keep it up. Bye now.
End of message. To hear this message again, press 1. To delete, press 7. To mark as unread, press 9. For the next message, press the pound key. To exit, press the star key. To repeat this menu, press 0. To hear more options, press 00.
AMS Speakeasy is here to listen. No issue is too big or small, whether it's academic stress, relationship troubles, mental health issues, or anything in between. Come for a free, confidential, one-on-one peer support session with one of our highly trained volunteers. We offer same-day support for all UBC students and staff, Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Just drop by our desk on the main floor of the Nest across from Merit Travel.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum! Take him in the teeth, Red Hats!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him!
Okay, well, You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And now for some more noise that sounds like music. My name is Rupert Lally, and you're listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art on CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver.
I need to know if anyone's watching The Masked Singer. I just turned on by accident, and it's wild. I don't know who these people are, what's happening. Also, who greenlit this show? I have so many questions.
Now low five. One step closer, we have a reception desk. Thank you, Ronald Joyce. Yay! And thank you, Myers, for bringing it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to record it.
Yes.
I'm about to.
Yeah.
We're marching over to Mitch McConnell's office and show him what's up. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Hey, guys. We went to Mitch McConnell's office. We went to the Senate cloakroom. Hashtag, where's Mitch? You can run, but you can't hide.
I really love it, and is what Manila gives me. Manila listens pineapple culture. You know, if you don't have with you, you must need to have it because it's amazing.
Located from the back. Are you videoing my voice?
You are late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready?
No, I've been ready.
Yeah, I need to do mine like this.
I'm impressed you can do it all. That's a good college try.
Parkour.
For art's 1,000,052nd birthday, tune into a higher frequency. You are now experiencing 24 hours of radio art on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned for more curated radio art from around the world.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Haudenosaunee-speaking
Musqueam.
This will be an hour of musings on originality and worth as a creative. This will be an hour of musings on originality and worth as a creative.
Originality. What is originality? What is it founded in? Who determines originality? What is the original? Thought v. execution. Essentialism of thought slash product. Perceived and appropriation. Are originality and quality mutually exclusive? Is quality possible? Is originality achievable? Originality is fluid. Originality is subjective. Originality is objective. Originality is pure. Originality can be cliché. The cliché of performance. Performed originality is deceitful. Deception is the ultimate cliché. Lies are narratives founded in reality slash believability. All lies are original. All lies replicate probability. All lies denote artistic potential because art is performance and performance is lies. Singular. Singularity and complex connection culture. Social media slash community sharing undermine attempts. Role of charisma. Relative to existing knowledge of immediate community. Individuality necessitates the collective. Individual identity requires other individuals to be individual from. The fallacy of individuality is deteriorating. Objective subjective. Personal understanding of taste and objective knowledge of subjective. Quality of generated content. Necessity of generated content as expression v. consumption. Taste as driving force of content creation necessitates content consumption. I trust myself. I am often right. Not all art is good. Artists need talent. Talent is tangible. Untalented artists produce bad work. Why do I trust my taste so fully? My taste is founded in service consumption. My taste is consistently right. Taste extends beyond art. Taste communicates aesthetic. Taste communicates social status. Other opinions are subjective. Subjective means no one has told you that your work is poor. It usually is. Cliché. Cliché content is useless. Cliché content is inherently unoriginal. Relevancy slash validity of cliché as common experience to be processed slash expressed negated by social understanding slash expectation of experience. Active articulation is immediately a cliché. The impulse slash experience is original, but the communication is forced. Is it valid to fall back on cliché to express to ensure understanding? Is that cheating? Anything forced cannot be pure. Is purity the point? Is purity originality? Is purity possible? Cliché is not imposture. Cliché is complacency. Cliché is death. Cliché is reductive. Cliché is repetitive. Cliché is forced. Cliché is a performance. All performance is a cliché. Expectation. Is originality unexpected? Does expectation determine quality? Are shattered expectations necessarily the byproduct of valid art? Expectations are fabricated from consumption, social conditioning, and personal research. Expectation is attached to cliché. Expectations are fallacies. Expectations are violent. Unshattered expectation is reinforcement of warped gauntlets. Expectation blinds. The expectation of shock undermines potential quality. If audience expects transgression, the art is bad. Transgression for the sake of transgression is lazy. Transgression for the sake of transgression is violent. Transgression for the sake of transgression bores me. Perspective. Does positionality, originality affect artistic validity? Is my perspective necessary? Would anyone benefit from hearing my perceptions slash opinions slash experiences? Does positionality cancel out other elements of positionality? I'm not comfortable with producing work because of my privilege, and I think that is a good thing. I do not deserve to produce. Unchecked privilege and production is everywhere. The content is weak. Will the audience reject this? Medium. Is there a medium that benefits from my additions? Is there a medium that subsumes my intentions? Is there a medium that is accessible to me? Is there a medium that interests me? Is there a medium that defies cliches of my ability / positionality? Does the medium even matter? Can medium be day-to-day practices? Is organization a medium? Is there an art in base functionality? Is my existence valid content? Is it possible to participate in creation without participating in cliché? Active articulation is immediately a cliché. The impulse / experience is original, but the communication is forced. It is impossible to create without the limitation / detraction of means. Skill. Practice makes perfect, but I refuse to produce subpar work. Does skill factor into validity? The essential need of a piece is the message / conscious dialectic, but execution is the communication. Execution requires knowledge / dedication. Dedication to medium is wasteful if medium is inherently imperfect. Proficiency and skill are synonymous. Proficiency and skill are antithesis. Skill is communication. Proficiency is ability. Talent defies both. Talent is energy. Talent is charisma. Talent is intangible. Talent generates tangible manifestation. Talent defies cliché. Talent requires skill. The trifecta is futile. Miscommunication. Is accidental quality valid? Is miscommunication of simplicity to complex impressive or embarrassing? Is it a lie or a triumph? Does reflection on the accident make it valid? Is there something to be said for subconscious communication? Cliché is clear communication at the detriment of quality / originality. Does the quality require miscommunication? Maturity. Does the audience deserve consuming content that does not reflect a developed / consistent message? Am I able to produce work that communicates a message? Is the message relatable? Who is the gauge for relatability? Is my ability to articulate pathetic? Is the message pathetic? Is production pathetic? All produced content is pathetic. All produced content is a poorly executed performance of a half-formed concept that the creator regrets in 6 months. Preservation. Do I want reminders of my stuntedness? Is my experience and maturation something to preserve? Is a catalog of me valuable? Who benefits from this catalog? Who consumes this catalog? Is the legitimacy of dissemination a goal in production? Art communicates the message. The message distills the artist's intent. Bad art is created constantly. Bad art is wasteful. Bad art is violent. Bad art is exclusionary. Bad art takes space from quality / validity / necessity. Is the work worth preservation? Is the message worth preservation? Validity. Does necessity determine validity? Is validity the necessity of art?
Originality. What is originality?
What is originality?
What is it founded in?
What is it founded in?
Who determines originality?
What is the original?
Thought, the execution, essentialism of thought,
essentialism
/ product,
of thought / product,
perceived inappropriation, originality and quality mutually exclusive,
is quality possible?
Is originality achievable?
Originality is fluid.
Originality is subjective.
Originality is objective.
Originality is pure.
Originality can be cliché.
The cliché of performance.
Originality is deceitful.
Deception is the ultimate cliché.
Lies are narratives founded in reality / believability.
All lies are original.
All lies replicate probability.
All lies denote artistic potential because artist performance and performance is lies. Singularity and complexity and culture. Social media slash community sharing undermine attempts. Role of charisma. Relative to existing knowledge of the immediate community.
Individuality necessitates the collective.
Individual identity requires other individuals to be individual from.
The fallacy of individuality is deteriorating.
Objective subjective personal understanding of taste and objective knowledge of subjective quality of generated content.
Necessity of generated content as expression be consumption.
Taste as driving force of content creation. Necessitates content consumption. I trust myself. I am often right. Not all art is good. Artists need talent.
Talent is tangible, untalented artists produce bad work. Why do I trust my taste so fully? My taste is founded in surface consumption. My taste is consistently right. Taste extends beyond art. Taste communicates aesthetic. Taste communicates social status. Other opinions are subjective. Subjective means no one has told you that your work is poor. Usually is. Cliche content is useless. Cliche content is inherently in original relevancy slash validity. Cliche is common experience to be processed, expressed, mediated by social understanding slash expectation of experience. Active articulation is immediately a cliche. The impulse slash experience is original, but the communication is forced. Is it valid to fall back on cliche to express tension? Understanding.
Is it valid
is
to fall back on cliché to
anything forced cannot
to
be pure? Is purity the point?
Is that cheating?
Is purity originality?
Anything forced cannot be pure.
Is purity possible? Cliché is not imposture. Cliché is complacency.
Cliché is not imposture.
Cliché is death. Cliché is reductive. Cliché is repetitive. Cliché is forced.
Cliché
is a performance. All performance is a cliché. Cliché is not imposture.
Cliché
is complacency. Cliché
is
death. Cliché is reductive.
Cliché
is repetitive.
Cliché
is forced. Cliché
is
a performance. All performance is a cliché.
Cliché
is not imposture.
Cliché
is complacency.
Cliché
is death. Cliché
is
reductive.
Cliché
is repetitive.